Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I think it's really interesting, though, because part of my frustration, we have this conversation, is I think three of the four quarterbacks will get a fair shake in this, and I think Shador is going to have to be Joe Montana in his prime to break through whatever limitations are put on him. But so we're talking about Kevin Stefanski and some frustrations. I think Kevin is a really smart guy. And I think Kevin's a really decent guy. I also don't think he's a great leader of men, but I also think he's a bit stubborn and a little bit set in his ways. That all that being said, I don't know I can say I was surprised to find out that CBS Sports ranked Kevin Stefanski as the 13th best head coach, just because there's such a huge discord in between how people feel in Cleveland and his friend, Kevin Stefanski's friends in the media, feel about him.
Man, in Cleveland, don't you think people are kind of split 50-50? Like, if you did it like Family Feud style, you got Steve Harvey to go out in the streets of Cleveland and poll 100 people, wouldn't you say it'd be about 50-50 people that think Kevin's a good coach and people that just want him gone?
Yeah, I think that's... by the way, going on year six, it's pretty insane that it's even still that split.
I think that just speaks to the passion of Browns fans, kind of. I'm with you. I think Kevin's a good coach, but boy, going into year six, do I still have some of my own questions? I don't really understand. One of my biggest questions, I don't really understand how he's able to make it work with the Jacoby Brissetts and the PJ Walkers of the world, but the guy that you paid $230 million fully guaranteed, you couldn't make that guy work. The guy that was the franchise quarterback that you drafted number one overall after you won 1-31, you couldn't make that guy work, but you could make it work with all these other, you know, halfway quarterbacks. And I could already tell, and you've been talking about it this entire hour, I'm fearful that I'm going to become very angry at Kevin about the Shador Sanders thing.
I just have never seen a coach that gets more pass than Kevin. Like, you can still think he's a good coach, but he couldn't make it work with Baker. You know who has? Dave Canales. You know who has? Liam Cohen. Those guys rode 1 year with Baker Mayfield into NFL head coaching jobs. Now, granted, younger Baker, whatever, but he gets a pass. Oh, Baker was immature. Yes, they don't draft fully formed 22-year-old players in the NFL at the quarterback position.
That's one of my biggest
every damn
things,
time.
Dude. Like, okay, he was immature. That's part of your job as a coach.
And an organization. Not just the coach, but the organization.
Like, help him out. Show him the way. And I do think that's probably Kevin's biggest flaw to date, is that the whole leadership thing, and I know it gets played out so much during the season, like, and I don't need Kevin losing his mind on the sideline like Dan Campbell does, because that's not him. That's not authentic to Kevin. I think he's a calculated guy, and that certainly shows in his demeanor on Sundays. But I do question some of slip-ups that have happened on his watch.
Well, but again, he gets a pass for the Deshaun thing. Oh, he didn't get to choose him. Yeah, because I'm sure he was just sitting in the corner sipping his macchiato and thinking to himself, not my quarterback. But and like even this year, like, okay, the quarterbacks you chose were Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel. I wouldn't put my name on that. So no. But I do think, like, listen, I think coming to CBS Sports rankings they're for their head coaches, he's not a top 15 head coach in the NFL. And the biggest disrespect to me is D'Amico Ryans was 15th. And D'Amico has been to the playoffs two straight years, has done nothing but win. And he walked into a situation that was just as bad as Kevin did in Cleveland, that Kevin's been coasting on since day one. The only reason why people still think Kevin, the national media ranks him as top 13, I'll tell you why. It's because he's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns and he's had success.
And he is. He's an upgrade from Hugh Jackson. He's an upgrade from Freddie Kitchens.
I mean, but so you're right. You're right.
Low bar, though.
I'm not going to argue with you, but yes, like the idea that that's how the national media thinks, it's like, okay, but we're 5 years in going to 6 years and we're going into another rebuild. But I like, to me, it's just too high. And I'm not saying he has to. I don't think he's a bottom 10 head coach. I'd have him somewhere between 16 and maybe 21, 22, somewhere in there. That to me, like, all right, you've had two winning seasons. You've got one playoff win. You're coming off the abject failure of 20. Like, you won three games last year. If your stock doesn't take if that's not pinged after a three-win season, then you have some sort of Midas touch with the media that, quite frankly, I don't understand.
Yeah, to me, I'm with you. He's middle of the pack. He's the middle of the pack head coach. You could obviously win with him, and there's things that he does do tremendously well, especially over some of the other head coaches that we've had in this town that really couldn't do anything. Like, Kevin is an upgrade from all of those guys, but I think as a sports town, as a collective, maybe we'll get into it with some of the LeBron stuff coming up, but like, I wish we could kind of stop being satisfied with just okay or just average. Like, shouldn't we want a little bit more out of our head coach that's going into year six than just one playoff win? And like, the one playoff run that they had was when he was in his basement. You know, it was the global pandemic when the team looked really good. There was no fans in the stands. The meetings were happening on Zoom. Guys weren't able to get in trouble because they weren't going out because everybody was forced to stay inside. Like, Kevin does get a lot of breaks nationally. And again, I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a bad coach. I'm not saying that he should be fired, but another three-win season, I might change my tune.
So it's interesting that, like, it's 5 years and I still don't know he's a good coach. I know he's not great to this point. I don't think he's awful, but I think we're to the point where you have to ask yourself, can we do better than this? And you know, could we have more consistent success? So we did this with Joe Flacco, where we ended up putting in the quarterback tiers. We came up with what would a Joe Flacco a tier be called if we were ranking quarterbacks? I don't remember what the hell it was. I want to do one for Kevin Stefanski though. I think it's great offensive coordinators. I think him, Mike McDaniel, Dave Canales, and Shane Steichen all have a little stretch of land of great offensive coordinators, and I still don't know if any of them are better than just that.
Could we not, though, like, and maybe this is me kind of playing up Kevin here. Couldn't we put Kevin at the top of that list? Because, like, I think he's better than McDaniel. He's better than Steichen.
I think him and McDaniel are the same dude, although maybe a little different personality.
I wish
I think he's better than Canales and Steichen, but this year can bear fruit on that.
I wish we could see Kevin, and some of this is Kevin's own doing. A lot of this is Kevin's own doing. I wish we could see him with like a Tua-level quarterback. Just a guy that's there.
Why would
that's
you
consistent.
Wish that on anyone?
Because like the thing with Stefanski is he can hide behind the Deshaun thing. Not for much longer, though.
Oh, yeah,
you can't hide behind that this season.
That's too rich for my blood. He can't. He was a head coach. There's no way he didn't sign off on that. And very likely pushed the idea on Jimmy Haslam the same way Andrew Berry did. 216-474-0092. CBS Sports ranks Kevin Stefanski as the 13th best head coach. Too high, too low, or just right. You're going to want to hear some of the names listed around Kevin Stefanski in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.